From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
The word of the day, eclipse. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, April 8th.
So let's get it started.
We also recognize that this could have happened on day one.
I want all of it to be over. It will not be over for those who lost their loved ones.
Hope here in the Bay Area for a war's end in Israel and Gaza, with a big shift in the ongoing conflict.
I don't think that it's over. I just think that you have to have some optimism and have some visionaries who would like to come back and make Oakland back tough and strong like it was before.
The A's upcoming goodbye, just another setback in the Oakland-Hegenberger business corridor. But people aren't giving up on their city just yet.
Renters will be able to save money for other needs like groceries and medicine.
If they vote it down, then that should tell the council something.
A rent control battle heating up in the East Bay.
Spiritually, emotionally, just a meaningful experience. One of the most amazing things that I think is available to humanity.
An eclipse extravaganza. Get your glasses ready. We are just hours away from a history-making event.
Ooh, I'm starting to get a little nervous here on Eclipse Day. I'm Nicole Zalumis alongside the play-by-play announcer for the eclipse.
I am just geeking out. Like, the Googles is on fire this morning. I don't know how legit all of this information I'm pulling is, but it's certainly fascinating.
Are you really excited for the moment that it happens and you're live on air?
I kind of am. Yep.
You and Jess together, yep. You guys are going to geek out, nerd out to the extreme, and you guys don't want to miss that.
Yep, it might be an event here. And by the way, you can watch that streaming on KPIX.com or on Pluto at 10 a.m. But we're right now talking to you, and it is a live look outside on this Monday morning and talking to Jess right now. We know you're listening, my friend. We know that we're not in the path of totality, which really essentially means that the eclipse won't show a sun totally covered where we are, but we will see some coverage if the clouds don't upstage. So to the people who are just tuning in right now in the 8 o'clock hour, what's our cloud situation going to be?
Nada.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, it's going to be perfect just into that 11 o'clock hour. And I actually want to start off by showing you that, because for our friends down in the Santa Clara Valley, you are waking up to just a little bit of that haze right now. The more south we go, closer to Gilroy or Morgan Hill, yeah, a little bit of cloud coverage right now. But the sun is up, and it is going to continue to help bleed off all those clouds, and we're going to be left with clear skies and beautiful conditions just in time for that partial eclipse for us here in the Bay Area. So let's take a quick look at what's going on. Here's those clouds I was just talking about as we extend all the way into the 9 o'clock hour. Poof, there they go. We're going to be seeing beautiful conditions thanks to high pressure sitting offshore all throughout this afternoon with warm conditions too. But that total eclipse is happening for us today. Everybody in the States are talking about it, but not everyone in the States are dealing with the best weather like we have here in the Bay. I want to show you that actually. Here's the path of totality, stretching from Texas all the way up into areas like New York, Pennsylvania. But look at their weather that they're currently dealing with. An area of low pressure just to the north, close to the Dakotas, impacting them there. But let's head all the way down south to Texas. I hope for anyone who is traveling and road tripping in these areas that they check the forecast and maybe they stretch just a little bit more north, because it's active down near Louisiana and Mississippi with some really active weather there. We're also seeing some cloudier skies stretching up closer to New York, all the way up into Maine, too. So lots of changes in the forecast throughout the next couple hours, but some people aren't going to get to see that full eclipse, even though they are in the path of totality. But here in the Bay, that 34% that we're going to see, we're going to see it perfectly fine if you have those special glasses ready to go. It happens around 11:13 as we get the most coverage, and then it moves off, and then we're left with sunnier skies throughout the rest of this afternoon, which I'm excited to forecast for. And we have some big changes in the forecast later this week. We'll have more on that coming up. Over to you, Reed.
All right, so let's talk about traffic. This morning, a few things to start off with as we take an overview look at our Bay Area road maps. There's the wide snapshot there. A lot of red and yellow you see there appearing across the Bay. A lot of you are starting to head out onto the roads. Over on the San Mateo Bridge, CHP, they're telling us there's a crash on the bridge going westbound 92. That is starting to create bumper-to-bumper traffic. So just go around, give them the extra space they need to do their jobs. This is a live look at the conditions appearing to show some pretty slow movement just after the toll plaza, Nicole.
It's time now for a look at this morning's top stories. New reports of progress and peace talks in the Israel-Hamas war. Negotiations set to resume in Cairo in 2 days. Israel has significantly reduced the number of troops it has on the ground in southern Gaza, raising concern about future plans. Experts now warning a famine is imminent. More aid trucks have traveled into the region days after Israeli Defense Forces mistakenly launched a strike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen Aid workers. Palestinians and Israelis here are reacting to the announcement that Israeli military troops are on the move. Later this morning, we'll take you to the East Bay, where there's a new hope for an end to the suffering in the war. Now to the South Bay, where an investigation is underway at the Santa Clara County Jail. A 27-year-old man was found dead in his cell early Saturday. The coroner's office is working to determine a cause of death. So far, the sheriff's office says there's no evidence of foul play. A Boeing 737 was forced to return to Denver for an emergency landing after the engine cover ripped off during takeoff. The FAA saying the Southwest Airlines plane's engine cover detached, striking a wing flap, forcing the Houston-bound plane to turn around. It's important to note the engine was not made by Boeing. This is the latest in a growing list of close calls on board U.S. commercial flights recently, the most high profile being when the door plug on an Alaska Airlines flight blew out while they were still in the air. Or last month, when the wheel came off of a United plane as it was taking off from SFO.
Well, it's a history-making day for millions across our country as a rare solar eclipse will cause Americans to do one thing together all at the same time, and that is, of course, to join in looking up. You're going to hear this a lot today, this phrase, path of totality. There it is. And this is a look at the path of totality. It's 130 miles wide. In fact, hundreds of cities along that path, even small towns, along 15 states, they'll see the sun totally covered by the moon for a period of minutes, between 3.5 minutes and 4 minutes and change. We're talking about areas of Maine into Waxahachie, Texas, even down into Mazatlan, Mexico. These are some of the better spots to see that big spot over the sun today. Now, these smaller towns are swelling with thousands of visitors coming in to look up and buy up eclipse merchandise. Let's put this rarity into perspective. In fact, in Texas, the last time an eclipse like this happened, there were no cars on the roads. Just horses and buggies filling the streets. And by the way, cotton at that time fetched about 9 cents a pound.
What the heck, the next one is, 20 years from now? I don't know if I'm gonna be able to see a total solar eclipse in the United States in 20 years. So, figure this is the time.
And if you're wanting the prime spots in North America, you're gonna have to go to Mexico for that. According to astronomy.com, Mazatlan is the main destination. Now, while we're not in the path of total eclipse of the sun in Bay Area, we know that students and workers, a lot of you will leave your desks around 10:14 this morning. The maximum partial eclipse you'll see will happen at 11:13 a.m. today. That'll last for about 2 hours. So just go out and have that shared experience. Get to know your neighbor. Try not to miss out because it's the last time you're going to see something like this until 2045. And by the way, you're going to have plenty of places to have community and meet your neighbor today around this event. Oakland Chabot Space and Science Center, just one of many, inviting you to go out and be a part of the science demonstrations. Skygazers will also get eclipse-safe glasses and have a chance to look at the interstellar spectacle through a telescope. And joining us live from Chabot is our Lauren Toms. Lauren, what an exciting day this is. And I really thought Jessica made a great point. Today is a day when kids really can geek out over science. Maybe that student out there who doesn't think anything about science may get turned on to science and STEM.
Yeah, and that just might happen here at the Chabot Space and Science Center. And excitement is sweeping the nation, particularly for those in the path of totality for today's total solar eclipse from Texas up through the Northeast. And thousands of people right now are chasing their chance to see this rare phenomenon. I spoke with one eclipse chaser who says that seeing this eclipse is about more than just that, but about the cosmic feeling that it brings. Scott Posey is chasing the solar eclipse.
I have 4 plans for Monday, so I think I'm chasing at this point. The other eclipses have been much easier.
Or at least he's trying to.
The idea of practice, of trying and trying again, is absolutely essential. And so I don't want to miss out on this chance to try, right?
But it's more than a cosmic phenomenon he's chasing. It's a feeling that sparked inside of him when he witnessed his first total solar eclipse in 2012.
That was when I first got the sort of cosmic feeling that people talk about, where There's just something incredible about the sun being blocked by another object. So yeah, it's very dramatic. It makes you feel very part of the whole thing and very, I don't know if it's the right word, but it's just like you get a perspective, like an actual perspective.
It's an experience bigger than himself, bigger than any individual, and one he's moving heaven and earth to witness once more.
But then once the totality hits, it's just so shocking because the transition from day to night is 30 seconds. You know, it's like this incredible joy, right? Because you've everything lined up.
In his quest to capture this solar eclipse that will stretch across the U.S., Posey will travel from San Francisco to Pennsylvania to New York and the Northeast over several days to catch a glimpse, weather pending. Over the last 12 years, he's grown to share his astronomic passion with others, becoming an amateur solar photographer along the way.
It made me realize how special our world is and how precious it is.
He captures stunning images of solar movement, keeping in mind the human component beyond the stars.
There isn't a planet B. Right about now. Yep, over. Nope. Woo!
Chasing the magic of the cosmos.
Now, once again, the Bay Area is not in the path of totality, but we can expect about a slice of the sun to be taken out when the moon gets in its way. And safety first, guys, remember to practice safety when looking at the sun. Make sure to not look directly at it. Try to get your hands on a pair of those eclipse glasses, particularly one that is ISO certified to protect your eyes. But if you can't get your hands on a pair of those, experts recommend looking at a shadow producing object like a tree to observe how the eclipse might affect your surroundings.
I love all the little factoids. Lauren, thank you so much. Tell everybody out there, our friends at Chabot, we appreciate all the work they do in the sciences. Hey, if you can't make it outside and you want to watch from your desktop, join me, Jessica, and Ann Makovic today for Eclipse Watch. It's our special coverage of the solar eclipse starting at 10 a.m. and streaming on CBS News Bay Area. You can find us on the free CBS News app or on Pluto TV. It's going to be a fun day. And I love that it's all of us are doing the same thing at the same time. It's bringing us all together.
Absolutely.
Well, it was cool to see some of the footage that we showed there was the shadowing and to see the multiple little eclipse on the wall there. Yeah. I mean, it makes for some beautiful art as well. So don't look at the sun today.
Exactly.
Don't look at the eclipse unless you have those glasses. Just kind of look around at your surroundings. Maybe find a bird.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Instagram.
I was just thinking about that right now. I'm getting so excited for the actual moment that I'm forgetting all the amazing photographers that are out there set up, ready to go, that we're going to get a view later tonight, tomorrow, and it's going to be all throughout our feed.
Can you imagine the perch up above the Golden Gate Bridge and some of the great places, some of the great vistas where photographers gather out there? I just can't wait to see some of that.
You're right.
That's a tease for tomorrow's show.